Alright, welcome to Brave New Dungeon. My name's Big Al. We're about to start the show. This is a D&D live play podcast with a little Dungeons & Dragons talk in between. So, hope you're ready. Strap on those dice bags. Here we go. Alright, welcome to Brave New Dungeon. My name's Big Al, back again with another show. The Pearl, episode 27. Right in the middle of things, right in the thick of it, the thick of the battle. Crazy alternate dimension, Pence, we don't know what the hell he's up to. People everywhere, and who knows what's going to happen, I don't know. A little bit of a shorter episode today. We had kind of a short session, so I split up the last hour and a half into two sessions, so about 45 minutes each for this one and the next one. Eventually we'll figure out exactly what is going down with the Pearl, Pence, and the boys. So, let's hop into it. I guess we don't need any introductions. Well, might as well. Anderson, the fighter, Kier, the cleric, dwarf cleric, and Pen, the elf mage with the half-elf rogue Drake Pike to finish off the party. That's it for now. I will see you on the other side. Our two figures.
Is it actually a boule?
Yeah, well, yeah, it looks, yeah, it is. I stole that picture. But yeah, this large creature, it looks like a girl. Let me see, I got it written down. Very large, to the north there. A very large female-looking brute of a creature standing next to a boule, a crazy-looking digging-type creature, which you guys probably hadn't come across before. And then down to the south are these two old men with that their hair is super long, their beards are long, they're wearing robes, but their hair is, like, tangled together. Like they're stuck together by their hair. And they look identical to each other. And those the huge creature to the north and those two guys to the south, they just kind of are like, they're also kind of, their faces are contorted. They feel the pain also of the wrenching, but they're looking on just confused as these fiery creatures are charging forward and what you think towards Pence, but they have to go through you first. Pence is both ahead and behind of you, kind of veering off to the side. So, what would you like to do as they...
I'd like to do a religion check and see if I can tell what the original demon-ish thing, whether it actually is demonic.
Okay.
That's
report. Why am I not on that page?
He's great at religion, guys.
Yeah. You stoked that with a 2 or a 3 or something, plus 2?
Definitely a demon.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
That's not normal, guys. So, yeah.
Looks like something demonic and gross, but I don't know. What could it be? But yeah, it's flown up into the air, you know, 15 feet above these things that are ahead of it here. So yeah, they're coming forward, looking angry, and if you've got, well, we might as well roll initiative at this point. But if you got any other actions you want to take during your turn, that's all right, or something, free action or anything like that of that nature. Oh man!
Yeah, I would like to cast Mage Armor.
I'm going to go ahead and draw my hand crossbows.
And we will be rolling all these guys' initiatives.
What is it with us and being attacked by things that are on fire?
Fire likes you. Fire good.
First it was the giant fire beetle demon and all these things. More fire beetle demons.
Goddamn six.
That's a good roll for initiative.
Ooh, crit that. So how far was that? Are you guys there?
150.
100 feet, yeah. Yeah. Everybody roll. Are we ready? Yeah, yeah. All right, so Penn, you are first. You were gonna do Mage Armor as an action.
Well, getting top of the initiative leads me to maybe want to revise that opinion.
All right.
Let's see. How far from us are they?
110, 15.
I forget how to.
You need to be on the ruler.
Well, this works too. So they're about 100 feet away from us.
Yeah. Well, from you to that very first guy is 125, actually. Oh, is everything. Are all your health bars, everything good?
Cause I had to re-update it with new hit points.
Yeah, I brought these.
I'm good now. Before.
Looks like that cure disease didn't work on you, Penn. You still have the disease.
Oh, that's a different token than what's on the other map.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And what's the thing south of us?
Two people that are tied together at the hairs, from what I can gather.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, were all three of these already here observing the proceedings? I might have missed that piece.
So, okay, yeah, let me... Oh. What the hell? That's loud. So, yeah, so they were the groups that were around there were four groups, and then each of them had a single individual walk away towards this pedestal that is in the center of this, but also behind where everybody's okay. Walking in this trippy place. But, yeah, they were all here. Where's that? So, The ones directly across from you, the big, the fiery guys, there was what looked like a dwarf holding a torch that walked away from that. And the two men down below to the south there with their dark skin and their hair is dark with streaks of gray, very long. Their hair is tangled together in like large dreads and just tangles. There was this very small creature holding what looked like a crackling ball of vapor and lightning that had moved away. And then to the north, those large brutish creatures, there was what looked like an elf holding just a plain old rock as all four of the Imies moved toward the pedestal. So, yeah, they were all here when you came to after the bright flash of light that seemed to bring you here. All right. Pen. Have you made your decision?
Yeah. Does anything, or do they all look overtly hostile?
They all look, yeah, like they're come, no, what do you mean all? You mean the guys to the north and the south? No, they look confused, their faces contorted, they're like, what's going on? The fiery creatures are moving forward, thinking they can intercept what you would guess, they think they're going to want to intercept Pence, who has veered from this course. If, you know, if he's, yeah, kind of in that weird, as he moved away from you, he was, you know, moving in that weird double space ahead and behind. You could go after Pence to try and catch up with him, or these guys look like they're coming after Pence, but it feels like they'll have to come through you because there's the one Pence behind you and the one in front of you, so there's going to be this weird dualism going on where they're going to get to you before they actually get to him, most likely.
Well, I will shoot one of those fire creatures with my bow and see what happens.
All right.
Are we sure we should be attacking them?
No. I don't think we, at this point, who's to say that Pence isn't doing the wrong thing? They were invited here. If they were evil or something, I would think one of the other groups would have recognized it and done something.
Well, okay then. I'll just cast Mage Armor and wait and see what happens.
All right. You don't want to move anywhere. So Mage Armor on you is going to... Oh, you are going to back up a little bit. Since your bow goes forever, twice over. Why don't you pick a symbol for Mage Armor?
I ticked it on my character sheet, so oh, my AC is 17 now instead of 14.
It's already up there. All right. Anderson.
Good old dodge! Does it. Now he's going to dodge, take the dodge action, and prepare to do something. He honestly doesn't know like who's in the wrong. To him, it seems like Pence is the one messing up because everyone else is walking straight. But then the demon thing came out, and he's now like, are we in the right side? So, yeah. Dodge and just stand there, mouth agag.
All right. So the demon thing, that redskin thing, was there at the beginning. It was just the two creatures opposite you. And then when he got all pissed off at Pence, that's when the flame shot out and kind of summoned these other creatures. But so yeah, just to clarify that, if that was, but yeah, he was there. And you are readying. Did you say readying an action or
dodge? You're readying dodge action.
All right. No. All right. So this is this guy. He says, he moves straight forward, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, boom, Kirik.
So, how far can voice travel? I mean, would it be reasonable that he could hear me from 150 feet away?
Yeah, if I shouted. Oh yeah, yeah. If you shouted, you could hear him shouting. You know, when he's, what is he doing?
Alright, Kirk will shout to the creature across the fiery one. What's going wrong? What's happening?
And he shouts back, "Your man! He's not doing as he should. He's veering. You tell me why this is happening. You are with this man. Get him back to the pedestal."
Okay.
Well,
and the pedestal.
I have an idea how to handle that.
The pedestal was in the middle, or was it behind us?
It's a little bit of both, but yeah, you can. I mean, if you move, you can choose to move like towards Pence, and it'll have this kind of dual effect. You know, but the pedestal, you can see. Maybe I should have like a token, just kind of representing it, but it's not the absolute place of where Ped is. Let's just make.
Oh my God, guys! It's inside of us.
Yeah, it is. It's part of you. Something like that.
Maybe the pedestal has always been with us.
Maybe Pence is this pen, but a different version. Mind blown.
So, how far is the Pence behind us, away from me?
I would say probably like this kind of weird, like close to the pedestal, but since he's veered. It's kind of, I would, if you saw an image of him, why is mine not, oh, I don't have it on that, like, kind of down in this area, whereas the other guys are, their ghostly things are like this.
Okay, the one that veered away then, I'd like to cast command on him.
All right.
And tell him to...
Return?
Yeah. I was either going to do approach or return, but I like return. Yeah, return's fine. So that's a... What is the DC for that one? Wisdom saving throw for 14. Which, of course, he probably has a good wisdom, so we'll see.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah. So he hesitates, as you say. What did you say? Return.
Yes.
Yeah. Just his forward momentum slows. That's those stepping motions and away from you. And as soon as that happens, you see. Beyond the distance that he had kind of veered towards, this other figure suddenly appears on what looks like this weird rise, this weird hill of this crazy substance that is both, you know, earth and water. And it looks... I had a description of... yeah, you see where Pence is headed. There's a lone figure sitting on top of this outcropping of... whatever this watery substance is, and it's this disgusting form, huge, like 12 feet tall. Its head and face are distorted and demented, and looks, you know, just decrepit, disgusting. Its face is a skull with drooping flesh, and a tongue kind of lolls out of it to the side with fangs, hunched over. Bits of its spine are protruding out of the back, where there's these tattered wings, decrepit black feathers, greasy, dripping some kind of ichor gross substance from the wings. These grotesque arms are dangling down by the side. One of them's dangling by the side, where the other one grips and holds above it this immense scythe, which is just shining. and you know, somewhat you're amazing but devastating. And it raises a hand, and this wave of magic energy refocuses Pence as he continues to walk towards this figure, and you have gotten the attention of this creature down this way. I don't know if you guys are zoomed out enough to see where I was pointing to.
Yeah. So I will start moving in that direction. And then I'll also use the rest of my speech. I'm sure I have like 10 words left to say attack the unnatural creature down there. And then that will end it for me.
Right.
They all look unnatural to me.
Yeah. And yeah, this is happening. And you say that as these are kind of moving forward, but they pause momentarily. This guy moves forward a bit, and you're yelling, "Hey, there's that thing down there," and makes him stop a bit and look. But these things are kind of mindless, but they have slowed. Maybe they're waiting for a word from their conjurer, which hasn't had a chance to go yet. All these guys rolled above. Now, Drake. What would you like to do? And the others, those two men with the tangly hair, they're looking around and they see the creature too, and the figure to the north also. There seems to be general consensus that this thing down there, you know, they pretty much stereotypical reaction to somebody that's that gross and ugly. They're like, "Oh, that thing's got to be bad."
All right. So are we 100% sure we should attack the demons? I mean, they are demons.
Well, they're fiery things, not necessarily demons.
Well, what about that one thing in the back? That looks awfully a lot like a demon.
Yeah, it kind of does.
What did Kirik tell us based on his,
more or less said, maybe?
Okay.
He said, that thing looks nasty, like from some other plane or something, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Alright, so I'm going to move up there and just load my hand crossbows, and I guess it's a movement, and I can load them for free, so I'll ready an attack for whatever threatening creature comes within range.
Okay. So this, yeah, the fiery, what looks like demon-type creature does move forward, and he's looking down at the thing below and yells across, "How do we know this is not part of your plan to steal the water, Aimee?
Why would we have brought it here if we were going to steal it? It would have been much easier for us to just take it from where we reclaimed it."
Right.
Who's the water, Aimee? Is it you? Is it him?
Now you think it's you because you just said "I me," so you're like, "Wait, is it me? I me?" And go ahead, Anderson. That was the extent. I thought maybe you were just playing.
He was. Okay. He's now confused, but
it's like, who's I me? Who am I? You're utterly just baffled by your own presence in this whole mess. The spiny fiery creature is flying in the air and looking either way, And he kind of positions himself a little bit further down there, looking down at that nasty creature. So, Pen, what would you want to do?
I don't know. Guys, what are we doing?
Careful, Sid. Like you said before, that unnatural creature is altering the events here. Everyone else here is supposed to be here and make sure everything goes right. Clearly something's not going right. That's the only thing that's not supposed to be here, as far as we know.
Yeah, but Pence is supposed to be putting that thing on the pedestal, right? And he's not doing that.
Right, because he's getting coerced by the creature. We saw that when I tried to command him to stop and return to what he was doing, and the creature interfered with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% on board with Kirik. Kill the fire demon things.
That's not the fire demon thing.
It's the hideous thing.
It's the thing that looks like death. I mean, all of them. Kill all of them.
Well, Pence is being interfered with. I have a scroll of dispel magic that we didn't use before.
Go!
I'm going to whip out that scroll and read it on Pence. See if he's being magically controlled. It's an expensive what if, but we'll see if it works.
Well, seeing as we didn't use it on the thing we were supposed to use it on anyway.
Right. I figured.
It's like a mulligan, right?
Yeah. Figured if it sat around until I got third level spells and a bunch of money, I could scribe it. Otherwise, this looks like a good use for it.
Alright.
Has a range of 120 feet. So that should work.
Yeah, you think in this weird dimensional space. Yes. So yeah, you blast it and dispel magic. Choose any one creature, object, or magical effect within range. Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends. For each spell of fourth level or higher on the target, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. Let's go 15 then.
Ouch.
DC 15.
So that doesn't have proficiency? That's just straight ability check, huh?
Wow. Spell using your spell casting ability.
Well, that's 50-50 chance. My int's 20 now.
Huh. Seems like that would include your proficiency, though, right? Like your spellcasting ability is...
Well, no, I don't think so, because the abjuration... Well, let me go look at the abjuration school. Because I think the abjuration school adds your proficiency to dispel magic.
Oh, okay, so if there's something that specifically says
Yeah, 10th level abjuration wizard gets to add their proficiency to counter spell and dispel magic. So
okay, so if you don't have that, then you don't get that. So that's good to know. Well, if it says spellcasting ability, then it would be different than saying your spell attack ability or something like that.
Well, you know what? I think this is an excellent time to use the portent roll that I rolled of a 10 to add my 5 ability score to get a 15 to beat that DC.
Oh, when did you roll your portent? That would work.
Oh, it's yeah.
Just scroll up a little.
It's somewhere back in the chat log. It was an 18 and a 10.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, so that dispel magic crackles and fires off at Pence, and this shimmering light kind of explodes outward, like the Death Star being being blown up. Luke Skywalker did his job, and he's kind of shaken. Looks like he's gonna fall, bracing himself, and this crazy creature that you had seen screams, "No, you do not know what you're dealing with." And these four globes of smoky mist start forming out in front of it. I had that written down. Where the hell did I write that down? Oh well, whatever. So yeah, these shapes start taking form. Can you see him down here now? This thing here. And these four figures show up that look a lot like this. Large, very large creatures. This one here has three legs and these tentacles flying out with sharp, a big gaping fanged mouth in the front, and these huge tentacles with spiky appendages at the end of them, just flailing, wailing around this huge creature. Another one that looks almost insectoid but is massive, 12 feet tall, with these enormous claws out in front of it. And then another, humanoid almost looking creature, red skinned, big, almost frog like face with massive, massive claws, and just immense, looks incredibly strong. And these things, and then down here, the floating eye with the gaping mouth and tentacles on top of its head. This thing is massive, massive sphere tentacles with that look to be stalks with eyes at the end of them. Decrepit form. All of these things are just abominable looking, just disgusting. And he says, "You will all perish." And Anderson says, "What?"
Anderson,
that was not quite what I was expecting from the scroll, but
Anderson is going to say two things. First, it's nice job, kid. Now let's head home. Second, is he's going to dash towards Pence, and then. We don't have. I don't have to restrain him. So yes, it's going to be a double dash, or just a dash towards Pence as quickly as he can. So that's 60 feet. I don't know how far away he would be.
Okay. He is. Let's see. Let's bring him. About here, and there, and behind. But
oh yeah, he's in that double stupid vision.
Yeah.
This is just not fun for Anderson.
It's not. The map is not big enough to put a representation of the one that's behind you, but let's just say.
Either way, Anderson can get up to him.
Yeah.
And with his dash, and that's going to be his turn.
Okay. And this, the fiery demon thing is like, "Good gods, what is this?" And the large creatures up top have begun charging forward down down here, just boom, just flying. They're like, and you can see it's like, it looks like a young, almost giant, female giant. And these guys down here are like, holy crap, what the hell? And Kyrick, would you like to do? Did I get rid of somebody off the? I tried to get rid of those fire things, but no, it's just you. Okay, yeah, and the spiny thing.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
So I will move right here first, and then I will cast Bless on... That's only up to three creatures. That's unfortunate. I guess everyone except for me. So Anderson, Drake, and Penn.
What's the range on that?
It's 30 feet.
I'm not...
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then... I will finish my move. There.
The holy light of Moradin.
Kirk, it'd be worthwhile to have it cast on you because it will apply toward your concentration checks to continue the bless spell. You can skip me for it. Since at least some of what I might be doing. Maybe casting spells that have save DCs and won't benefit from the bless.
He shouts.
Does that count for a con check? Because it's a saving throw is what it goes towards. Attack rolls and saving throws.
Yeah, but a saving throw is a con saving throw. Or, sorry, a concentration check is a con saving throw.
Yeah, I would, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that, then.
Quick change of plans. You send a quick text message to Moradin. Wait, skip that. Give it to me. Not to Penn.
You don't like elves here?
Yeah. That is painfully obvious. And Drake. What would you... that's it, right? Kyrick?
Yeah.
Drake, you are up.
Sorry, I was on mute. okay, here. So who should I attack?
There's no lack of targets.
Yeah, they're all pretty nasty things that need to die. And by all, I mean that bottom right-hand quadrant.
Yeah, better clarify that now.
Oh my god, they're everywhere. I didn't even...
You didn't see them all down there.
Well, I didn't notice these ones up here either. I heard you describe these ones.
Right.
So I knew they appeared, I just didn't realize what these two were.
What looks like a young hill giant maiden and her pet Bulette?
How friendly does this hill giant maiden look?
Despite what you've heard about hill giants and Bulettes being voracious, crazy, violent creatures, she seems to be starting to grasp the situation before them and sees the largest threat down in the corner there. Her movement would indicate that she is headed in that direction.
Hmm. Well, that's good news. All right, so I'm going to move to be right next to this pedestal. And then I guess I'll start popping shots at these fire guys. We'll go with that one right there.
You're attacking our allies?
Wait, the fire guys are allies?
Just throwing it out there.
It's confusing because they started out charging you, and then this other guy showed up, and they're not. You're not. They hesitated, and that demon guy was like, "What? What is this? What is this trickery?" But they're all kind of looking nervous about what's going on down there with that crazy creature. But they're still they're also keeping their eye on Pence because they're not 100%. You can't tell if they're 100% convinced that this wasn't all part of Pence's plan or your guys' plan whatsoever.
Okay.
But you know, shoot who you like or don't like.
Yeah, it's up to you, man.
Well, I just at this point I can't even tell who the enemy is. Can anyone tell who the enemy is?
The clear
there's
enemy
a lot of threatening-looking things.
Mm-hmm. Are all the big things down below, like down in the corner? Those ones are clear enemies.
Yeah. So the things that I had.
Yeah, the fire guys just didn't like it because of things weren't happening that they expected Pence to do. He started making changes, and they didn't know why.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna stay where I am for now, and if any of those bottom corner things try to get close enough that I can shoot them, I will do that.
All right. And this floating, flying creature, fiery creature, is seeing you guys move forward and what's happened with Pence, the spell that you cast to dispel that, what was going on, and he says something in some crazy language. And these things, all of them, start to regroup and move down this way as they're forming around. And he seems to float up behind them and says, "Get that creature!" And seems to be indicating the large, almost toad-like, clawed humanoid creature behind you. I mean, down there in the corner. And everything starts to move. So this guy here says, I'm going to roll. This is the bottom of the initiative, so I'm going to add these guys in. And this guy, that was a good roll, right? Oh, that guy got the good roll. And then these guys up here, the hill giant lady, and the view of that. So, I'm gonna move this through. Pen, top of the order. As these things start to spread out and move forward. All right.
Okay, one moment here.
As much as I hate to say it, did you want the beholder in that?
Yeah. How come his numbers aren't coming up? That's weird. Oh, well, whatever. Oops. Yeah. Yeah, don't forget.
All right, well, I move up with the rest of the party and then quickly ask a first target. Anybody?
Whatever you want, we can go after that.
Rob seems to be the only one who can keep track of who the enemies are, so just ask Rob.
Yeah, either of those two, or if you want to go after the frog guy, it seems like the fire people want the frog one.
Well, we have allies. I guess whatever we can do to soften things up. Yeah, I'll shoot the frog guy.
All right.
And miss.
That will miss. A longbow attack. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. And then this creature here on its tripod legs moves to there. This makes its way down. And Anderson.
All right. Anderson would like to take the pearl away from Pence.
And yeah, and as you're grappling with Pence, your hands they feel the substance of him, but they're also moving through him. And it's not you're not able to get a hold of him solidly.
And it's at this point that Anderson's head explodes because he does not comprehend the sensation.
What?
Yeah, no, he's gonna like. That he would really try, like he's gonna try and you know keep at it, hoping that maybe right. Like the next time it'll be something.
Yeah,
roll, while trying to figure out
what's going on.
Yeah,
roll a sanity check. All right, that is it for this episode of The Pearl. Wrapping it up right there, a little bit shorter than usual. Got another one coming that will wrap up last time's session. And we'll get together and finish up this battle. It's pretty wacky. It's bit off a bit more than I could chew. You know, when 3 months goes by, we started talking about getting back together about 3 weeks ago, or maybe it was more like 5 weeks now. And I started looking at it again and just adding stuff and tweaking this and that, and got a lot going on in there. Hopefully we can wrap it up and make sense of all of it. Trying to keep track of everything that's going on the Roll 20. Anyway, hope you're enjoying it. Go check out the website, www.bravenewdungeon.com. You can follow the Twitter, at Brave New Dungeon. And you can email me, gmborsia@gmail.com. That's gmborsia@gmail.com. Again, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the shows. Thank you so much. And I will see you next time.